The wild here doesn't whisper, it roars. Glaciers crack like thunder. Waterfalls carve paths through time. And in the middle of it all, she waits. Motor Yacht Unbridled. A sanctuary of warmth and refinement in the heart of Alaska's untamed frontier. Bears wander the shoreline. Whales breach on the horizon. Seals nap on drifting ice while you sip champagne on the aft deck. This isn't a cruise. It's a calling, and only the bold will answer. Now booking your next unforgettable charter. Yachtunbridled.com or through your preferred charter broker.
Kick it off. Hey folks, it's Captain Liam here, Motor Yacht Unbridled. We're on the bridge here in Sitka, Alaska. Another beautiful day.
Very beautiful.
And we're honored to have Emily beside us. Emily, if you'd like to introduce yourself, tell us a little bit, because it's not just about our agent. We've developed a relationship. You're telling about your company. So give us the Emily welcome to Sitka.
So welcome to Sitka.
That's what I fell in love with. You know?
I'm Emily. I'm from Sitka, and I just welcome you guys to our community because our community is like no other. So I've been working for a cruise ship 2 years now, and I simply can say I love my job and I love our location where we're at as well. So
that's Cruise Line of Alaska.
Yeah. So I work for Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska, and we help Bella with Yacht Services of Alaska as well. So
and that's where we came apart in the team, and we've got Genevieve.
Hi.
And we're just on the bridge, and it's a bit of a sad moment. So I'm leaving tomorrow, but we're trying to make it positive and kind of start to engage our thoughts for next year. Because I started the season in Sitka in June, 2 weeks in Unbridled. We didn't really get to know everyone, and the crew really fell in love with it. And then towards the end of the season, I'm like, crew, where do you want to end the season, Juno or Sitka? No disrespect to Juno. And they just hands down unanimously said Sitka.
That's great.
And the weather was terrible when we were here. It was raining every day to start of June.
Was.
But what shone through is the people, the culture, the environment. So from your angle, Emily, how long have you been here? You've been in Sitka for...
I've been here... Well, I went to school here, so I moved here in about fifth grade. And I moved all the way from Minnesota, so it was quite the shock, you know, when my family said they're going to move to this island and pointed to this little island on this United States Atlas. And so it just seems like just like nowhere. And so right away when we moved here, we just loved it. You know, we loved the people. We fit in definitely with the culture. And what I like about Sitka too, it's a very diverse culture.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of my friends are from the Philippines that reside in Sitka, and the native background is, you know, very strong
community.
Here as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I did see a lot of, well, I was in the supermarket recently. I saw a couple of aisles, you know, Asian section.
Yeah.
And a couple of people in the deli look like Filipinas. And I was like, I didn't expect that. You know, I mean, you got the indigenous, the Totem Pole Park is
beautiful.
What's it called? Totem Pole Park?
Yeah.
Totem Park.
Yep.
Totem Park is just, whoa, class. With Indian River right beside it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So Genevieve may have some questions for us too, folks.
Yeah,
so
okay. I want to ask a few questions for you guys. The first one being, what do you think makes Sitka special?
I feel Sitka is mostly special because of the people.
Yeah.
Like, you can be here and it could be raining and it could be the worst weather. When you guys came the first time, and I was so disappointed when you guys left because I said it is such a beautiful place. I wish you guys could stay and see it, see what we see on very rare occasions.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's the people that welcome you into the community because I think we are on an island.
Yeah.
And so we have to treat our visitors really well.
Yeah.
And we're excited to see new people and meet new people. At least that's
well, it was still, we arrived and even the people in the dock, the fishermen beside us, like the gentleman fixing the boat, he's got a 60, 70 foot boat. He's getting ready for next year every morning. Morning, how are you? Good. Yeah. And just the interaction is like, oh, we've got a relationship here. And that's what I was talking about. You can develop relationships. For me, I travel a lot. My family in Montreal. So to find good quality people, it is rare. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Especially you go to these big cities like San Diego, San Francisco, you don't really feel welcome.
Right.
You come to a place called Sitka. And how many people?
1,000 people.
About 8,000.
And you have cruise ships that bring in 6 to 7.
Yeah, doubling the population.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We got another question.
Yes. So you talk about the community. What is your favorite thing to do, like with the nature here in Sitka?
Oh,
There's so many things, but I love the water. Like, the water is my heaven. So for me, when I need a peace of mind, or I need just to reset, or just to have fun, I love being on the water.
Yeah.
I love also being in the mountains. So the hiking is excellent, and it's safe for the most part. I mean, we have bears and
that's about it. It's wildlife. I mean, for me, though, I went around to Brent's Cottage, I think it was called. Brent's Beach. Or the, you know, we stayed two nights out there.
Yeah.
Over in Crusoe Island. And we rented that for two nights. And I was like, this is just, well, this is better than any hotel I've ever been to in my life. Like, it's obviously, there's nothing there. No running water or anything. No electricity. But just that interaction with the environment that's within 5-10 minutes of downtown Sitka.
Yeah.
You're straight into it. You're up Indian Falls, you know, trail there, and within 5 minutes, you're into no one
you're
around you.
You're into nature right away.
Huge trees, little salmon creeks swimming up there.
And it's so peaceful.
It is. Yeah, yesterday on the walk yesterday, there's so many people, and each person, hello. I'm like, that's what a nice community is about. They acknowledge each other, and I'm sure it goes both ways. Yachting wise, let's talk about yachting quickly before the next question. How many yachts do you see here? Have you seen a trend? Have you seen, you know, a place that yachts can kind of get more interactions with Sitka? And
this year, I think we're only supposed to have like 3 or 4, maybe.
Oh, wow.
And it ended up being maybe 13, I think. So we had a little bit more than expected. And sometimes, you know, they just show up, you know, so we don't know if they're coming or not. Yeah. So we don't know when we're here. So I feel like, at least with the tourist industry, not just with yachting, but with people coming to visit, it's just growing because people are finding out that this place even exists and it's taken this long to put us on the map.
Yeah.
And we have some people that encourage that, and then some people that really want to protect what we have because it's such a private, you know, it's such a precious place for a lot of people.
What's good about yachting, I think, it has such a smaller impact.
Right.
We go to the marinas, a take-up spot, we've only got 10 to 12 guests.
And you're not here for very long.
We want the best restaurants and the best spa centers. So talk about business for yourself. This is not just about Sitka as well. I want to try and tell people about the Emily, the business behind it. You told me you may have a new store opening soon.
Right,
You're the representative of Lululemon, which now the crew are going to go crazy about.
Right,
And spend all their tips as well, you know?
Exactly. Hey, I'm okay about that.
Exactly.
So, I have a gym and a studio for about 17 years now. And so So it's out Sawmill Creek, but we're going to be moving centrally located, like right in Lakeside, which is really close to the harbor.
Yeah.
But so we teach like group led classes and personal training. Pilates and yoga is where my love is. And so that's what I love. And especially as I get older, I'm starting to have to, you know, you just do a little bit of different kind of workouts. So group led classes is where it's at. I'm a people person. So I still can do personal training and I do, but my heart is having a big group of people to perform to and to help out.
And that wellness aspect. And it's coming to yachting a lot, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And it's something that we try and push in Unbridled. We previously had people down south in Costa Rica that would be doing yoga all the days with the guests or Pilates. We've got a yoga instructor on board at the moment, Tiffany, the chief stewardess, which is a big part of it for guests.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So
for me, I don't know much about it, yoga and Pilates, but I've put myself outside my comfort zone and I booked a 5-day yoga retreat in Mexico. I don't know why I did it, to be honest. But it was the start of the season. I was like, I need something at the end, a 5-day zen out, zone out. Put everything away and just reconnect. And so I chose yoga retreat in La Paz, Mexico.
Awesome.
And my mother's coming and I'm excited about it.
Oh,
you know?
Fun. Yeah. And it's definitely trending. I feel like bringing wellness to yachting, not just yachting, but in general everywhere.
To your vacation.
And it does enhance a different clientele as well too.
Well, you know, over the years, a lot of people have gone away from those, you know, high adrenaline, you know, partying holidays, combining, you know, high adrenaline activities and then drinking and then eating.
Right.
All of a sudden people go, we don't need to eat that much.
Right.
We don't need to drink that much.
Right.
We feel better when we don't.
Yeah.
So let's try and enjoy nature more. Let's try and focus on our wellness and we include that in our vacation. We come back better, I think.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I think anyway.
I think my highlight of the whole season was one of the yachts asked if I knew anyone who taught yoga. And I said, oh my gosh, I know the best person ever.
Her name's Emily.
No, we have really great yoga instructors. But it was great. It was a great experience, right? So it brought that person from Alaska onto their, you know, their yacht and just gave them a different experience. Absolutely. Which was really cool. It really meant a lot to me. So that was kind of my highlight, I think.
And what's the name of the company? What's the name of the store?
So I'm The Studio by Emily.
The Studio by Emily.
Yeah, it wasn't very original, but it worked for me.
Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah. Is there an Insta? I think it's still on. Yeah, I think there's an Instagram account.
Yeah.
Can you see us?
This is what it looks like now. It's just timing. I don't know if that means.
Yeah, I think it still works. I don't know why it does that.
Okay.
Oh, swipe to unlock. Yeah,
what's okay, we're still good. Here?
It's shipping as a cheap technology.
Check.
It's intermission.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, The Studio by Emily.
Right, correct.
Instagram account?
Yep, so that's Instagram as well. And then I have Alaska Day Spa. So, I also am an esthetician. So, yep. My boss just makes fun of me because he's like, what do you not know how to do? Exactly. You can tie up a yacht. You can do this. Yeah. I said, well, I just love learning and continually learning. I just feel like I'm on this earth for that reason, is to learn and to teach.
Well, it's also, it gets a cycle where it gives back too.
Exactly. You know it's gratitude.
It's a gratitude.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
You've lived a life. You've seen some stories. Yeah. You're all right, look after myself and then look after others.
Right. Exactly.
And that helps you, I think, get a better balance of things. You know what
Definitely
I mean?
Makes me a better human.
In the next
journey.
I'm just
going to add in as well, having Emily as a coworker truly is like an inspiration.
Oh, sure.
Like, not only is she just a coworker, she's a friend, she's a mentor, truly.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I love it.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And this is Genevieve's last year.
Is it really?
Us, so
yeah.
She's...
Oh. Where next? Can I put you on camera quickly, Genevieve? Where are you off to next?
I'm actually off to Ohio.
Oh. What's the journey in Ohio
I'm
like?
Going to try and get into real estate. And then hopefully the second half of the year, I want to apply on cruise ships.
Oh, there you go. We'll come and join yachting.
You never know. We'll see.
You know, yachting's got its... The benefit of yachting to me is you see different places. You know, like Motorhead on Bridal, what we've done in this last 12 months.
Right.
I think we've gone from Boston, this time last year in Boston.
Wow.
Fort Lauderdale, Savannah, all that, across to Antigua, through the Panama Canal, Colombia. And, you know, 80% of the crew is still the same.
Wow.
You know, and they're out seeing sick crew at the moment now. You know?
Yeah.
So you saw 13 yachts come this season. You see cruise ships all the time.
All the time, yeah.
One of my most favorite things here, and this is going to sound really silly, is the fireweed. And I don't know why. When I first got here, someone in Cake showed me a fireweed. She had a big tattoo of a fireweed. And she told me the story of how it goes through the summer.
Right.
You know, and you bloom, and each week is another set of blooms. Mm-hmm. And then I walked around town yesterday, and I saw the last flower.
I saw
by the harbour, then I saw all the seeds come out the bottom.
Right.
And it starts to, you know, the seed starts to fly. I'm like, what a plant.
Yeah. So us locals, when we see that, we know it's like this summer is coming to an end. But we've been super blessed having such a nice summer at the end of the summer anyways. I mean, not a full great summer, but it's been nice to enjoy the sunshine. And
it's been stunning.
We have one day like this and a month of rain, and I still love it here because I know that this sunshine does exist.
Yeah.
And this is all behind it. And so it's definitely a... not a place for everyone.
Yeah. But remote places are like that. I mean, but sick of Seattle's a flight. You know, Alaska Airlines is quick.
Yep.
What we're not talking about is the fishing out here, and your son's into the fishing.
Yeah,
he worked two seasons as a fisherman. Now he's going into the Coast Guard as a rescue swimmer.
Right, correct.
Which is great for the area and also the Coast Guard. It's an integral part of the economy, I would suggest.
It's our town, yeah.
It so is
we
your
have,
town.
We have about five harbors, and... Yeah, all four of my boys at one time were fishing. So that was, and they all had secret spots, and they wouldn't say how much fish they caught. Because everyone's
on each other.
Yeah, they're all on different boats. And so it's such a big part of our community, too, and we all still try to support it. It's a grind. It's really difficult to make a living as a fisherman now. And so tourism is kind of taken over in a way. But it is so great to be 5 minutes away from the water and
spots.
Be able to go right on the water and fish right in your backyard.
Well, you got crab too. You got the spotted shrimp here. You've got the different species of, you know, halibut, lingcod, all the rest.
All salmon. You have the whole, you know, the herring as well. So I feel like a lot of people miss out on the really most beautiful part of my favorite part of the year, which is the spring, which is in March.
March.
And March is my favorite because that's when we have the herring fishing, and things become from dormant to alive, right?
Okay, so March. It's like, I didn't know. Spring. I'll try and come a bit early. The crew might say, okay, but still.
Yeah, the water and the weather is probably not the best. Okay. But
we did June last year, so maybe May then the year after.
Yeah, it's just my beautiful, it's just the best time of year where it's a really quiet town, and then you start hearing the float planes because they're looking for, you know, the herring and the spawn. And so it's just a fun time of the year.
Yeah, so over at that Brent's Lodge, I read a sign that said the smell of spring, it's not a bad smell, it's a good smell, it's because of the eggs of the herring. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Where they wash up on the beach. Yeah.
And we live right on the ocean, and so they love our beach, and so it's just full of herring eggs.
Wow.
Which smells, to me, it's fishy, but it smells like money. It's the start of the cycle, and
yesterday walking up Indian Creek Trail, I was like, the smell of dead salmon. I'm like, it's the smell, you know what? It's the cycle.
Exactly.
And all the guests say, what's that smell? I said, that's just the life cycle. Like, it's beautiful. You can't have one without the other.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And places like the Science Center, I want to give a huge shout out to, because they welcomed me in yesterday, and I was like, this place is special, the aquarium, you know
it's
what
amazing.
I mean? The museum, the totem park, is so much for 7,000. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a town of 30,000. I thought that was small, you know, knowing everyone. So I can only imagine what 7,000 feels like.
Right.
And in winter, it's probably 4,000, is it?
Right. Yeah. I think we lose a lot in the winter,
Okay. All right, cool.
Are we ready for another question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. This is kind of more towards you, but you can definitely answer this as well. As a first-timer coming into Sitka, what is the one thing you recommend for others who have never been here before?
Spa by Emily. Emily by the Spa. What was it called? The Studio by Emily. There you go. So I haven't been yet. I'm trying to get into that wellness aspect for my yoga thing. So I definitely, the Studio by Emily. It's tough. I'm a bit different because I go to sea for a living. For me, it's remoteness. It's the ocean. That Brent's Lodge, that Salmon Lake you've got, the lodge out there, that Goddess Springs.
Yeah, Garter Warm Springs. Yeah.
Was it Reed Out Lake. I mean, Krusoff Island. These are places that are absolutely world-class. Mm. And I don't think people will appreciate them, even from here. Even you do. You're from here. But people will have no idea what they're getting themselves into. If they get out there and rent a cabin for 2 days and get a local boat to drop them off with a bit of local advice, and say, or with a local guide, there's plenty of charter companies here and charter captains, and spend a couple of days in nature, not in a national, not in like a caravan park or anything, but just out there by yourself where you've got to fish for your dinner. That just centers people, you know, going to the volcano over there, the hikes. So I'd say between the national park lodges, I think they're really well maintained, and I think the hikes, you know.
Yes, for sure.
And the Studio by Emily at the end of that to make yourself fit recover, you know, because you're going to be tired and dirty and smelly. So.
This might be for you more so, Emily. What makes you think, or what makes people come back to Sitka, do you think?
Like I said earlier, I definitely think it's the people. I feel like it's the people that are welcoming. And for at least me being a business owner, I try to always remember that person. So even if I haven't seen them for 2-3 years, I will remember. I try to remember a face and say like, hey, I remember you. You came to my Pilates class. And it's just that connection that we have with people. We've had a lot of people on yachts, especially that are from like New Zealand, and they said it's really hard to leave Sitka because I feel like it's very much like New Zealand. Like these are kind of like my people. Yeah. And so I've never been to New Zealand.
You are right. It is very similar. Like even myself as a captain, I'm from Australia and the engineers, English. We love remote places because remote places bring out the best in people a lot of the time. This is the worst, but as a community, if you're working down the right direction, you know?
And I think all of Southeast Alaska is beautiful, right? Yes. So I think Juneau has beautiful highlights and Ketchikan. Every of our towns have such a uniqueness to them. But I think for Sitka, it's a little smaller. And so it's not as busy.
Understood.
So I feel like it's a little, it's just our tiny little like pristine town still. So
it is. As well maintained.
Right.
The streets are clean. The parks are nice. The flowers are coming out. The harbors are clean. It's safe and secure. I've got one for you both.
Okay.
Food-wise, what's your kind of favorite Sitka cuisine or dish? It can be a local one or can be one of the restaurants. You've got great restaurants here, by the way.
Right.
Really world-class.
I just love fresh fish, so I have to go with ceviche.
Okay.
We have like really good, rockfish, yellow eye.
Over near the tent, they do a nice.
Yeah, they do a nice,
rockfish ceviche.
I think you just can't beat like fresh salmon, freshly baked salmon, smoked salmon.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
It's so good.
So the one
it's
I heard so a local, good. I spoke to a local the other day, and he's like, well, I grew up on rice, corn, cream of corn, and salmon.
Oh.
That
oh.
dish. And that was his, like, if I tell you, try and try one dish. So I haven't found it yet because he yeah. says, that's my mama made salmon every which way. And he said that rice with corn, cream corn, and just salmon, you know.
Wow.
There's this, yeah. like, indigenous dessert. I think it's called, I don't recall what it's called, but it's, like, vegetable shortening, berries, and sugar.
Oh.
And it's super, they say it's super, super good. I haven't tried it out yet.
Oh.
But I will have to try that out.
We'll have to try that out.
Sure.
Yeah, because you've also, well, people are forgetting, too, the cycle of the bears from a yes. food point of view. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the herring, you know, the herring spawn creates a smell in the mountains, and that smell brings the bears down. So in winter, do they hibernate?
They do. They hibernate. And then they wake up, and then they start eating. Well, I'm not a specialist with bear or anything, yeah. but like the skunk weed starts coming up. And skunk weed is, you'll see it on all your hikes. It's kind of in a marshy area.
Okay.
And so they'll start eating that. And then it's berries,
yeah.
and then they're waiting then for the salmon. So yeah. they're waiting for the salmon.
That's when I first saw them going through the berries, and I was yeah. like, okay. And then all of a sudden they're coming up, and I'm like, and then they get closer and closer down. Mm-hmm. We went to Medovichi Hatchery the other
yes.
day
yep. correct.
And saw a bunch of bears, like three or four bears. And I didn't know, I did some research, that the brown bear, the Sitka brown bear, has DNA in alignment with a polar bear. Did
oh.
you know that?
No, I it's didn't know
It's one of
that.
The only brown bears that has mm-hmm. a DNA connection with a polar bear.
Wow,
the Sitka
I didn't
brown
know that.
Bear
yeah.
or the ABC bear. You know what I mean?
Oh,
they call
cool.
it the Sitka brown bear. So
yeah.
as opposed to the grizzly. But that's okay. my bit of local knowledge.
That's
and then
really
the fireweed
cool.
dies completely and then is reborn. The whole plant dies?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a gardener. I have a big greenhouse at my house.
Oh, okay.
And I'm trying to grow all the local, yeah. you know, all the local wildflowers that we have here, as well as vegetables. Because as you know, like Sitka's only 14 miles of road. And there's not a place, big place to garden. And so we've been awarded, I don't even know the amount, a lot of money for a big garden,
yeah,
which is going to be great. So all these people are going to have availability to have these plots. And then they'll be able to grow their own vegetables,
fantastic.
Which makes it more desirable to live here because
yeah.
we don't have the fresh vegetables.
Yeah.
So my greenhouse, I can almost live off of it, maybe
yeah.
all winter long, potatoes and kale and lettuce doesn't last very long. But yeah, tomatoes.
Even now I go around town, there's still like a lot, it's in the sun and I'm seeing people growing lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen apple trees.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a really rich soil still.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the one thing I wanted to try was the chicken, is it the chicken leg mushrooms? That you see in the hike up towards Picnic Cake.
Oh.
They're like a yellow mushroom that comes out
of the
side.
Chicken of the woods?
Chicken of the woods.
Yeah. They're
That's
excellent.
The one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I was so close. I'm like, don't take it, Liam. Don't take it, Cap.
yeah.
I was so close to saying, just take a little bit. And I might be able to do something with it. But they're edible.
They're edible, yeah.
Oh, how would you prepare
so,
it?
For me, I just wash them and
yeah.
then I slice them up kind of like little French fries, real small. And then I just fry them in butter and garlic.
Wow.
And
delicious.
Salt,
that
pepper.
Does.
Yeah.
That's just simple. I like, and yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And they're pretty rich, so you don't want to eat a lot of them. But, I mean, the abundance of food that we can still get here is pretty amazing.
Yeah,
you
phenomenal.
Know, on low tides, we have great source of abalone right now. So,
and you've
you
got
know,
the clams. I think I have a couple of shells
clams.
Here. You've also got the seaweed that I think that company in Juno, I feel the name of the,
yeah.
it starts with B, the name of the company.
Barnacle.
Barnacle.
Yeah, they're a great company.
You go into the aquarium, you
yeah.
see a whole lot of products made with seaweed,
mm-hmm.
the rubs, the different spices. So I think next year when we come back, we're going to start off with a bit of a culinary series.
That would be great.
You know,
yeah.
Because it's springtime and get people. But I know there is a lady here who does cooking courses.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a brochure of her recently. I think that's where yachts are missing out. If you can go to these communities and engage with people locally like yourselves, because that's what I think there's difference between yachts and cruise ships.
Right.
Yachts are looking for places like your friend who's got that island with a beautiful little, you know,
yeah,
fire pit
Twin
there.
Islands Retreat.
Twin
I was going to say it. Yeah, it's
I spoke
a beautiful...
to the owners of this yacht when they were here. I said, you've got to go Twin Islands Retreat.
Yeah.
I said, it's just a day trip. Don't have to stay overnight. Relax. Smell the salt air. Sit by a fire, which is really
yeah.
world class.
Yeah.
It's good cuisine. So.
And the host, she's amazing, and her husband. And, yeah, it's just a great place. Mm-hmm. And you're surrounded by water as well. You know, it's just a beautiful, pristine.
Yeah.
And there's something about the place where you just feel just instantly relaxed. You could just like let everything go.
Yeah.
You know, you're not working. You're just, you could just be there to relax.
And it's only 10 minutes away. That's the
yeah.
big, you know, going on a boat, a lot of places
yeah.
in the world, you're going to get like an hour out of city or two
yeah.
hours out of the city
yeah.
to find no one, you know,
right.
here, like within 10 minutes of no one. Well, finish off. We usually go 15 minutes. We've gone a bit longer as we start talking about food and different things. But,
I'm really hungry now.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you want to give a shout out to anyone in the area? Sitka, Cruise Lines of Alaska have been awesome. Bella's been awesome. Yachts of Alaska. We're hopefully back next year unbridled, but I'm looking forward to seeing the store. You're going to fix it up over winter?
I'm going to fix it up starting in 2 weeks. So,
2 weeks?
Yeah, two weeks. Nice. We go in and we start tearing things down and painting it and making it my own. And this is my fourth studio. So I keep getting bigger and bigger. So this is hopefully my last, Like I'm ready just to be stop
and
moving.
And it's a gym as well as a studio.
Yeah, it's a gym, yoga studio, and a little spa.
Are you going to do memberships or are you going to do appointments?
We're doing memberships. We just purchased some equipment for like a recovery room. Like the infrared panels. So you can go in there, massage bed, massage chair. You know, so you could just go in there just by yourself and just recover, you know, and so there's many health benefits. So we're just trying to incorporate in Sitka. It gets very dark coming up. And so we're just kind of gearing up for what makes people, you know, keep them healthy and, you know, happy. Yeah. And so just trying to get ready for that.
Absolutely. But, all right. So the studio by Emily opening soon.
Yeah,
what are you, December 1st?
No, we're opening October 2nd is our grand opening again.
Okay.
So this is my,
re-grand opening.
Re-grand opening.
Oh, well, thank you, Emily. Thank you very much, Emily.
Thank you so much, guys.
Good luck in Ohio.
Yeah, we'll see you all in Sitka, hopefully.
Thanks for visiting my Yon and Bridal. Stay tuned for more, and we'll show you the insides and outsides of Sitka. And be safe as always.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.